You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. Those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, every opportunity you have, and the ones who are tuning in to wherever it is I'm speaking, all over the place, I am so grateful and so thankful for your diligence and your care, and I am in constant prayer that I am giving you more to give, more to be grateful for, more in light of, and in spite of everything that is happening, for us to realize how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. Are coming to a point in place and space where we refuse to be mentally and spiritually and emotionally and cellularly oppressed, and to realize that the root of the oppression is happening at the cellular functioning, at the cellular level. And though liberation is not the topic of conversation that we're hearing so much about, parity and inclusion and all these other things, but liberation still needs to be the conversation. Liberation lays foundation for every other thing that we could possibly have desire and need for. Liberation would allow us to come forward into purpose, and purpose is the insurance that we are able to fulfill destiny. And because we have been under the influences of those who have mistakenly feel as though it is their duty, obligation, and responsibility to undermine us, undermine your right to walk in the fullness of who and what you already are as a point and presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that I am taking and making it my duty, obligation, and responsibility to remind all of the ones who are listening, who reach for me, who are, and within themselves, caring to know the truth, to realize that we have much more power and authority in this now moment than ever before, because it is just so freaking obvious that there's something seriously wrong in the world. And to be in a place where we are seeing so much of the degeneration, deterioration, the divorce, the separation, the dissatisfaction, the impoverishment, the warfare, and all of the things that are going on, that is the evidence of the wrong, the evidence of the lawlessness, the evidence of the agenda, then we have to consciously care to do what is truly in our own best interest in exalting a full effort in our living. But in order to do that, we have to exalt a full effort in our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal of these bodies, which are the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living God goddess that is our absolute truth. See, they thought and taught us to really feel as though God is someone out here, and it's only one supreme being that is meeting out public punishment or blessings indiscriminately. And I'm saying, no, there is absolute law that governs us. And nobody can break the law. The law is in full effect. It does not depend upon anyone to validate it, to second it, to agree with it. But in order to ensure that we are living our best lives, in order to ensure that we are literally consistently growing, unfolding, expanding our consciousness and maturing as opposed to deteriorating, we have to really care to do that. And the care and the determination to walk in the fullness of ourselves is a necessity. Because of the programming that has been religious indoctrination, miseducation, and socialization on a path of adulteration, then yes, everyone has been impacted and affected by it, and every fiber of our being has been in some way permeated and penetrated by that which does not belong in our bodies in the shape and form of the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and processed foods and shelf stabilizers and flavor enhancers and nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, I'm just saying the plethora of chemicals that are in our system. And then to realize that when you feed off the flesh of a dead animal, you are bringing pathogens, you're bringing bacteria, you're bringing organisms, worms and things into your body that are now with you. I'm the one to really connect the dots so that we have an understanding and an understanding as to what is the requisite for our resolute standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely harmoniously with the intelligence of existence and the whole of life itself. Because very few people have taken time to really knock, seek, and ask consistently over time and apply themselves consistently over time to the internal and cellular cleansing that is a requisite for creating that frequency that we call salvation through what other ones would refer to as through the blood of Christ. Not the symbolism of drinking of the blood of Christ. It is the actuality of transmuting the bloodstream that has been defiled with all of the things that I have aforementioned, but to really come to a point in place where we are consistently, diligently, daily, over time, releasing and cleansing and developing a hunger and a thirst and an appetite for abundant life and not for death, not for that which is just seasoned. So to have a taste and appetite for flesh, you're really having an appetite for the seasonings, the herbs, the sauces and whatnot, the lemon pepper and all of these things, because in the reality of it, you do not have a taste for the flesh of a dead animal. And so for us to line up 24 hours a day for and the fast food places and to be served the flesh of a dead animal on buns with the aborted fetuses of chickens and all of this other stuff, and then you got the pickles and the sauce and the lettuce and then whatever else they're putting on it. I've been away from it for so long, I don't even know what they're serving you, but I can guarantee and guarantee you it's not going to oxygenate you, hydrate you, mineralize you, alkalize you, facilitate consistent cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, or consciousness expansion, which is what we require in order to really be harmonious with the will of existence in our maturation as the personification of the intelligence of it, the spirit of it, the light of it, the love, the peace, the poise, the power, the potency that has expression as these spirits that dwell in these bodies. And so I'm so grateful for every opportunity I have to speak, every opportunity I have to really exalt that which is my heart in my heart, that which gives me the inspiration and a motivation to keep doing this when I am not motivated by money. I am not being paid a salary to speak to you. This is not employment for me. This is not business for me. This is duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of the lineages through whom we've come. It is duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of all of those who couldn't come, who didn't come, who did not make it across those waters, on behalf of all of the blood that has been spilt upon this planet. It is duty, obligation, and responsibility to really be the voice on behalf of our liberation and our resurrection, calling us to rise, to be in a place where we exert a full effort to know that when you are activating the spirit of love, light, wisdom, and truth within you to stand as a child of God, then nobody can come against you. But as long as we are in a place and space where we feel entitled to smoke and drink and defile ourselves and pollute our bloodstream and be out of alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, the high ethic, the morality, the wisdom, the peace, the poise, the power of that which is the source of our being, then I guarantee you, you would not have lived your best life. And to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business and industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death is the evidence of the stupidity, the illogic, and the sickness of a people who think that there's some prosperity and some wealth that they can generate by poisoning you from utero. There is no way to be a strong, powerful nation when you have more incarcerated people than anybody else in the world. There's no way to be a powerful and strong nation when your women are having to have their breasts removed, their wombs removed. You understand that we are in a place and space where butchery, surgery, is a methodology of rooting out a problem that they have not even realized that is there, what the actual root of the issue is. Because nobody asks you what you're eating. And they'll tell you, oh no, you still need to eat your protein. You still need protein, but you don't need that fruit sugar. Oh, well, you know, we're putting you on blood thinners, but you don't need to eat the greens. You understand? I'm just saying is that, but we are in a place and space as women to realize duty, obligation, and responsibility as the divine feminine. See, we never had to be religiously indoctrinated, miseducated, and socialized to be women, degreed and all of that. No, womanhood is the gift and the blessing to be entrusted by the cosmic for the perpetuation, the exaltation, the continuation, and the progression of your people, of your lineages, to be an enhancement and a blessing unto all, to allow the love that you are gifted with each and every breath, to permeate and penetrate everything and everybody you touch. We have to really realign ourselves with cosmic law, the cosmic ordering, the cosmic mother, the universal mothers, the earth mothers, and Mother Nature. The divine feminine has to rise, or this society and this world is done. The establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government will only happen by virtue of the divine feminine being liberated. For our being restored and realigned and reattuned to the beauty and the depth of what it is to be the wombed man. And for all of the wombed men who are now wombless, duty obligation is still in the exaltation, the perpetuation, and the enhancement of life and the living. And no degrees that we've been given can absolve us of our duty, obligation, and responsibility as women to nurture and nourish and strengthen and enhance and facilitate the wellness, the well-being, the progression of our lives, our families, our community, our nation, and our world. We err to think that men have greater authority in our lives than that which beats our hearts and breathes us. We err to think that the president and whoever's president and whoever has office locally, county, state, national, whatever, has greater power and authority than what we do on a daily basis. So the real voting is by virtue of what you do daily in terms of whether you're reaching for life and you're reaching for that which gives life, that which facilitates life, that which really fuels you, or whether you are consistently allowing yourself to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire you have cultivated as a result of the programs that we've been given under a capitalistic system where slavery is the foundation of it, and having us enslaved to our appetites, our desires, our passions, and our lusts is a part of the programming that puts us in a place where those who have invested so heavily in the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, pharmaceutical, surgery, and all of the tools, therefore, that are needed, your diabetes medicines and all of this. People invest in these things so that they are concerned about profit. And I am concerned about our rising, our liberation, our freedom to walk in the integrity of the truth, of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of ourselves. And so many ones have heard me speak and they think that I'm only referring to food. And many who have been listening over the years, perhaps you are astute enough to hear and to feel my maturation over the years. That I am the progression of myself after 24 years of service, of volunteerism, of taking advantage of my opportunity to speak to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and to come to a point and place where I am unapologetic about telling the truth. Because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. We weren't told to just stay stuck in belief systems and then blow freaking up so that you can't hardly move. You can't hardly breathe. You can't hardly see because the nature of the standard American diet is disease causing, cancer causing, diabetes causing. We're in a place and space where we have to realize what is the issue and that no one has been given authority by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which is the source of our being to legislate and perpetuate death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education in the path of prosperity. Let us understand that we cannot get beyond the law. The law is about living. It's about exalting a full effort. It's about remembering the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness that we are already in heaven on a planet that is paradise, providing us everything, and everybody has been gifted with the intelligence of existence and we're benefiting from it. And that which we refer to as evil is a distortion of that intelligence, the misuse of it, because nobody has been authorized to misuse the intelligence that they were given to plot and plan and undermine the life of the planet, or to murder, bastardize, and usurp its creatures, its ecological balances and things that were already in place before we even got here, or to undermine the whole populace and then boast of their greatness and their superiority. It's just a lie. There is no greatness and superiority in evil and wickedness and stupidity. And that lie that they call white supremacy, where those ones who were given land that they did not work, those ones who, by virtue of the lightness of their hue and their genealogy, were given privilege towards all of the better things. But now we're seeing that everybody, every hue is suffering. It's not just the darkest hue. Everybody, from the blackest black to the lightest light, these people are not discriminating as to who they pump full of garbage, whose breasts they're taking, whose prostates they're taking, whose tonsils and appendixes and kidneys and blood and all of that. And I'm just saying is that to be under such a system of wickedness, our only leverage is in our right alignment and our attunement with the purpose in existence and the exaltation of life. To care, to be maintained, sustained, but also to be in a place where we are expanding our conscientiousness, our consciousness. We're growing consistently. We're walking in greater and greater degrees of self-realization and self-actualization because we have been intelligent enough to know that that's what we're here to do. That success in life is not just success. It's not success in business or success in capitalism. It is success in being harmonized within the will of existence, the purposes of existence, and being successful in exalting a full effort in your living to the degree to which you care to do nothing to undermine yourself. And as a result of the realizations of the truth of the programming and the agenda and the usurpation of our right to be thinking beings, then the activation of your spirit, where you are uncompromising in reasserting your right to be corrected, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be restored, reconciled, redeemed, harmonized, forgiven, repented, to be restored in the fullness of your glory and your honor as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Many people do not realize that when you really create an intensity of desire for absolute truth, it becomes a filter by which you are able to hear and discern things more quickly, so that you just don't believe everything that's in a book. Doesn't matter whose book, what book, when it was written, but that you have created a direct connect with the truth of being, so that you are able to perceive the truth wherever it is, from whomever it comes. And there are those ones who have a little bit of understanding and understanding, and then they run off half-cocked without doing any of the internal work that is really required to be vivid in your own self-expression and self-reflection in the consistent, ever-expanding degrees of light and wisdom, understanding, understanding, absolute truth that allows you to be resolutely standing as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But they want you to think that that's not possible, that the only one who did that is come and gone 2,000 years ago. And I remember hearing as a child, these things I do, you can do also and even greater things. And that's what I ran with from the time I was a child. I'm not a child anymore. But to be in a place and space where I can remember and have vivid memory of the questioning of why it is that the children of God are dying when God does not die, and to have a thought about what death actually is in terms of no longer existing, ceasing to exist, being phased out of existence, when life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we're already in the eternity of existence upon a planet that has not died, nourished by a planet that is the source of our energy, the sun, that ensures that we have everything that we require. And do you even ever consider how many cars there are? How many cars there have always been from the very first ones to now that are running by gasoline, and we have not run out of gasoline yet? I'm just saying is that we are immersed in the infinitude of existence and resources, but to see how people create movies and things where they are imagining the worst of humanity, or that humanity never rises, that we just self-destruct. And, you know, the bombs dropped and only one or two or three or four people are left to live and all of this. And I'm just saying is that success in life is really realizing that the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as God, that which is all there is, will allow and make this earth shiver, quiver, and quake, for the waters to rise up, for this whole place to be in a place where it becomes inhospitable for those ones who will not make commitments to life before it will be allowed, or they will be allowed to destroy the fullness of the life that is here. And so it matters what we're applying ourselves to. It matters that we care to be in that winning number. It matters that we have the vision and the faith and the active imagination to see ourselves whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul completely restored, having returned to the house of God, the mind of God, by consecrating, clearing, cleansing, purifying these bodies as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is our truth. Because that is what's guaranteed success on the planet. The eternal order is all there is, and we're in it already. And by virtue of that order, by virtue of the law, everyone gets exactly what they apply themselves to. They get exactly what they deserve. And there are those, by virtue of the seeds that they have been sowing, that which they have been completely enveloped in to the detriment of themselves, who are destined to have a tragic date with fate in this thing called death. And when we are in the midst of eternity, we cannot begin to estimate or guesstimate how long they will be dead. But why would we risk it? I am the voice calling us to our liberation, our rise, our realization that we are so absolutely and divinely blessed that we need not fear doing that which is truly in our best interest, in the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, and knowing to fuel our systems and our bodies with that which is oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitating cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, so that we are walking in the fullness of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. That is all there is as existence itself. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so I'm always so grateful, thankful, appreciative that you get what you ask for. And I have asked to be disciple of truth and bearer of light, to be an inspiration for the hearts and the minds and the souls of everyone, everywhere. I asked. People say, oh, you so blessed, God gave you. I said, no, I asked. I asked. We're working law. God is law. And y'all think God is just somebody. God is the fullness of all there is everybody, but it is law, and it works by law. And that's why some people pray and pray and pray and never get what they're praying for, because they do not understand how to work the law and how the law is working. And so when you are in violation of the law, when you are in violation of yourself, you're going to get what you've applied yourself to, regardless of whatever else you may have been asking for or wanting. And when your body is no longer 80% highly charged mineralized water, which is why we were told through fasting and prayer, the desires of our heart will be granted unto us. And then we act like we can't give up a meal. Go through your whole day eating, 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 eating. And the more energy you put into digesting, and even the word digesting, the more food you're consuming, that which is oppressive, that which is congesting, constipating, acidifying, and whatnot, it's very difficult to really understand how to work the law because you're out of alignment with it. And these people think that they're so bright, they're so intelligent, that they make law, that they cannot make law. Men do not make law. What they make are these games of agreement, these statutes, these rules and obligations. And to say that all of them are bad, yes, some of them really work towards our greater good. But the issue is that when we are literally, individually working towards our own greater good in the exaltation of a full effort in our living, we get advantage. How is it that we're all living in the realm of eternity? We're all living on a planet that is paradise, providing everything that we require. Everybody has been given life. Everybody has life. Life is the fullness of what it is that we are experiencing. And then there are some who are living opulently and abundantly and richly, and other ones who are just impoverished, as if life is giving you a bad hand. But when you have ones and ones who really are in the business of undermining, miseducating, indoctrinating, usurping, misleading, behaviorally modifying, then this is the issue. When your life currency is being suppressed, oppressed, usurped, that really is where impoverishment really starts. And this is why our whole educational system has to shift and change. But in order for it to change, those ones who are in it have to make the changes for themselves and their own bloodstream to get to a point where we realize that as women, we have the responsibility to ensure that our children are being nourished. Not that they have access to vending machines and whatnot in junior high school and high school. Not that they are being forced to eat processed meats and cheese and breads and pizza and all of this stuff that's constipating and congesting. You understand? So what I'm just saying is that the restoration of the integrity of womanhood is still foundational in terms of our liberation, in terms of our children having access to more of the intelligence that is already theirs. We should not be undermining them. We should not be oppressing them. We should not feel as though it is their right to be treated to sickness, illness, and disease with hot dogs and hamburgers and pizzas and Chick-fil-A and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, let's be real clear about the child obesity, diabetes, cancer, where you've got hospitals filled with nothing but children. And so a society that is suppressive and oppressive, and it ensures the oppression of its children, is a society that is destined to die. And we have to realize, I'm just talking law, this is not just what Adama is saying. It's just that many people have not thought that far to realize what it looks like. You understand what the result of this is? I mean, you see it all around you. You understand, artificial colors and flavors, and the Hispanics have come, and then their stores are filled with all of this blue lake dye, red, this, that, and the other. I'm just saying is that this thing, it should not be even legal for these kinds of things to be manufactured and then marketed to children. And the fact that undermining children is legal, undermining youth is legal, undermining our lives is legal, it ain't lawful, then we have to have the advantage of applying ourselves to law. And you've heard, self-preservation is the first law. So, and it's not about you taking in so much preservatives that you're pickled from the inside out. You understand? And you know what's happening with those who've had the COVID shots, right? And I know a lot of people have this hush-hush thing about the vaccines and all of that, but it's being seen that it's creating clots in the body. And it was intended to undermine us from the beginning. And people just went hook, line, and sinker for the misrepresentation and the lies. And so the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, and many of my clients are experiencing more brain fog as a result of it. They, whatever their pre-existing issues were, have become full-blown, the cancer, the MS, the dementia, all kinds of things. So I'm just saying is that to have a society that is hell-bent on killing everybody, we do not have to participate with it. We should not be participating with it. Everybody, nobody needs to vote for anybody. Close the White House down, okay? I'm just saying that we really do not need... You understand? I'm just saying at this particular point in time, we have to be self-governing. We have to align ourselves with the laws that govern existence and the laws that govern our own being in order to be restored, in order to be renewed, in order to be healed, in order to be whole, in order to fully rejoice in the blessedness of what it is to be these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And the fact that you can hear this over the radio means that we're definitely in a different place in time, because I'm not really just talking about Jesus saves. I'm saying, no, you have to save yourself by creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and behavior modifying things that have been sold into the food industry by all of these ones. And people want to act like, oh, well, you know, I got to die from something anyway. I'm saying, but it's stupid to be killing yourself. marginalizing yourself so that you've never taken full advantage of the blessedness of who it is you are at this point of the presence of the all that is. And to know that we've each been gifted so much intelligence, and we can always have more intelligence. See, that's the issue, is that it's ever increasing. It's limitless. It's boundless. We've been taught to think by limitation. You understand? These people have created the thought of what it is to be wealthy by creating scarcity. You understand? So I'm just saying is that in the reality of the abundance of all there is as life itself, there is no vacancy of air. You understand? You are animated as a breatharian. You do not have to have any of that stuff that they call food. Now, what would it be like if we never had the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors and flavors and pancakes and waffles and breads and biscuits and croissants and donuts and all of this congested, constipating stuff? That means that people would be in shape. You understand? See, there's a natural perfecting reality and ideal as to the model of us. You understand? Nobody would be obese. Obesity comes as a result of being in degrees of starvation as a result of eating so much of that food that I just talked about, that we never had to have it because it does not oxygenate. We have to be oxygenated. We're breatharian. All right. We have to be hydrated because our bodies are 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. These doctors and all of these ones try to make it seem like it's so freaking complicated just because y'all don't know and y'all spend all that money to be able to doctor. But then you don't know the basic thing about how to eat yourself, and you out, you know, and addicted to all of these things, that you got used to taking all of these things in order for you to even get through med school and do your residency and all of this. And I'm just saying is that, no, everybody, regardless of what your profession is, everybody is designed perfectly and divinely. Everybody needs to be cleared and cleansed as a result of having been fed all of this stuff. Every spirit that is in the body is of God, is of the eternal, has come into this realm of eternity from another realm through the sacred fluid of our mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers. And then we got absolutely no support in respecting the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of being. And so I'm the one to remind you how divinely designed you are, and that you're designed for fresh fruit. It ain't about the fruit sugar. It's about the water, the fiber, and the frequency of the energy that you get from the fruit. It makes you good and fruity. You understand? That's why a lot of people don't have the virility and the fertility, is because their whole system have been blocked and obstructed by indigestible material from the aborted fetuses of chickens and things. You understand? This stuff recoagulates in the system. It doesn't digest. You understand? And why y'all keep eating other people's babies? You understand? You wouldn't want nobody eating your babies, you know, taking your eggs so that they can scramble them up and poach them. And you understand? I'm just saying is that, yeah, we're having our wombs removed. We're having our ovaries removed. We're having our fallopian tubes taken. You understand? But this is as a result of being in violation of that which is required for our optimum cellular functioning. Y'all have to reach for life. You got to be fueled. You got to be fired up. You got to be, you understand? There's a frequency and an energy that we should be walking with that is absolute love, because love is the fulfillment of the law. And there can be no real evidence of love as long as we are complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our cellular oppression, because we have been supported in having an appetite for flesh and blood. And not even necessarily blood. That ain't blood. You know what it is? It's red dye, this, that, and the other. You understand? And then after, if you're not getting it from a place where it's already cooked and you're buying it yourself from the store, they gas it with carbon monoxide so that it looks like it's arterial blood. But see, the way that life is really is that the blood cannot be arterial once it's carcass. You understand? As long as there's a living presence in that body, as long as there's a living spirit, then it can be regenerated as red arterial blood. Otherwise, there can be no real arterial blood as long as there's no spirit breathing. You understand? So I'm just saying is that all of that is dye. You say, oh, I want it rare, I want it bloody. You understand? That taste for blood is what is leading these people into the craziness that they're dealing with. And we're coming to a point and place where we have to be steadfast in exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our lifting, our enhancing, our regenerating, rejuvenating, our healing and whatnot. You understand? So there is nothing that we can do that makes sense if we will not exert a full effort in our living and our restoration, our reconciliation, our redemption. You understand? Because we have fallen. And the fall, we can't even go back to how far it is we've fallen. But I can guarantee you that nowhere where you go, it doesn't matter where you go on the planet, you're going to see the failure. Where people are no longer, if they ever did, and I'm in a thought where we should be in progression. So where we are now, we have the opportunity to do what no one else knew to do. And I can't think of a time where humanity on all continents had been so badly poisoned from business and being conquered. You understand? And having ones and ones on this world conquering rampage where they came into other people's lands and killed them and then established themselves, established their languages, tell the people they can't practice their lifestyle, they can't do what they do, they can't speak their own language. And here we are all of this time later and we hear and see the history of it and then are complicit with it. No, this ain't, I'm just saying, man, we could do better. I'm just saying, let's do better. We could do better. Why would you not want to be better? Why would you not want to be well? Why would you not care to stop supporting those who are killing you, those who are marginalizing you, laughing at you, herding you like cash cows? You understand? Cha-ching, 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 every time you show up between you and your copay and your insurance companies that are like the slave auctioneers right now. I'm just saying, let's be real about where we are, that we do have option and responsibility to raise completely up, and that's to reach for life on a daily basis. And it's clear that even though everyone has been given life, everybody has life, there's no greater gift than life, we ain't all living for life. We're not all living fully committed to living. We're not all committed to that which is source of our lives. We're not committed to the laws that govern life. We're not committed to being fully alive. We're not committed to clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, renewing, rebirthing so that we are ever more rejoiceful in the gifts of being directly. And so I'm just saying that there is no real equality here because we ain't all there. Even though we're all divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. So, things that make you go, how do you have life and not appreciate it? Because your spirit is charged with violation and living in sewage. Now, if you were to be walking all along, walking, 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 boom, and you fall into a pit of feces, it don't matter whose feces it is. If you can get out alive, prayerfully you'll be able to get out without having suffocated in all that feces, right? You're going to be trying to get to some water and some soap. You're going to try to get somewhere cleaning yourself up, okay? I'm just saying. Now, this is a reality. When you're talking about being overweight, obese, that's waste. And not all of it is fecal. A lot of it is just waste. And people say, oh, well, you know, they put me on diuretics because, you know, I have fluid on the lungs. I have fluid here. I have fluid. I said, you know, that's waste. Because, if you know, well, I got water on my... No, that's not water. You know, the water is going to come through your bladder and, you know, your kidneys and you be able to urinate water out. So it's not just water. That's waste. All right. So I'm just saying at this particular point in time, to have an intensity of desire for your wholeness to be cleared and cleansed, that's how it is. It's like you got to act like you steeped in a bunch of feces and clean and clean and clean and clean. It's daily cleansing. You understand? And even though I have been strict vegetarian for 46 years, haven't done potatoes and rice and beans and peas and all of that stuff in 20 years, I still do my daily cleansing. Well, why do you do that, sister? Because I'm still brushing my teeth, the body is still cleansing, and it's my responsibility to keep myself a certain kind of way because I really want the spirit and the light of God, the wisdom, the grace, the protection, I care for that. There isn't a freaking thing that these people can give me that is greater than that. So it's like when you have a choice in terms of how you want to live and what you apply yourself to. We were told, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. That's what we were told. Tell people, no, I ain't been to church since I was 11, because nobody can make death make sense to me. But I didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I held on to certain things at work, okay? You got some keys that you've been given. Everybody heard it, but you don't see it. You don't even see the preachers doing it. When I was ministering at USP Atlanta, the chaplain that would be there on behalf of the Catholics, he would come out, and we would have to walk out the gate and everything together. And one day he saw all of the brothers in my class, the Moors. He saw how happy and elated and excited everybody was. And he says, what is it that you teach? What is it that you teach? I say, oh, I teach life. He says, life? I say, yeah. Thou shalt love God with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You heard that, right? He said, oh, yes, yes. But I don't do that. I don't. It would be nice, but I don't do that. All right, that's how it is here, okay? It's like you could become a priest, a pastor, the pope, and not do it. And have been eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, your blood be completely defiled, and you have the opportunity to get in front of a pulpit of people and act like you know what you're talking about. You know, but what give you away? That big belly, excess weight. That waist. There's no way in hell you supposed to be all big like that and you and God. Come on, Dama, make it make sense. Now y'all gonna look at everybody a little bit different. Look at everybody. No, you got them silk suits. They making money because y'all giving the tithe and all it is, but you can't go to the church when you need to pay your light bill, your gas bill. You need another car and your credit ain't good. They ain't gonna get you no car. They gonna get the pastor a car though. And so I'm the one to say, let us all be living testaments, giving a living testimonial of the working of the law, being in the love of it, being harmonized in the discipline of it. Y'all don't want to be strict about anything. You're married and you don't want to be strict with your marriage. You want to be all over the world. It's like, why be married if you're just going to be sampling the population? Why even be married? You never knew what it was about. There's some virtue of character that you get when you can really understand the power there is in focused intention and being there for one somebody and loving each other to life, not loving each other to death, loving each other to life. All of the love relationships that we had, was it love or was it lust? Was it love or was it fussing and fighting and cussing each other out and beating each other up? That's the evidence of the divisiveness. That's the evidence of the vile, foul bloodstream. That's the evidence of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, and all of this garbage that's polluting the system so that we are not able to work out our differences, to see that coming together in love, our differences work for us because we're complementary to each other. We can respect the differences because we know that the world is not like that. Everybody ain't the same. We are different combinations of fire, air, earth, and water, and it takes all of us to make it happen. So no, we have to respect our differences. You're not looking for somebody that's just like you. You're looking for someone that makes you better, that inspires you, that grows you, that strengthens you, that supports you, that loves you, even in the moments where you're not quite loving yourself. Just saying, it's like, no, everybody needs love. Most people want love, but a lot of people who are not loving themselves are feeling overwhelmed with it. They'd rather be by themselves. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be challenged to know what love actually is and how to do it. Deeper thought, enhanced commitments for your life, and the care to walk in the depth of your beauty, your beneficence, your blessedness. Make you whole. Hold you in the ever-embracing arms of the absolute truth, light, wisdom, peace, poise, power, and potency of the divinity of the truth of yourself. I say radio will never be the same. I'm so delighted and so appreciative of those of you who consciously care to be tuned in, turned on, and turning up your fire. every time I speak. That is what my intention is to give you more, to give you more inspiration. See, it's a lot of information out here, and a lot of the information is conflicting. And they say, oh, well, you know, you can't be healthy without B12. What is B12? Well, I get my B12 injections. I say, you letting people pump something in your bloodstream? You don't know what that is. See how you trust? See how you trust her? See how you trust her? You trusting that you can eat the flesh of a dead animal consistently over time and be all right? That's delusion. Know the truth. Live the truth. Love the truth. Be the evidence of the truth. You can be completely healed from whatever they have talked about, whatever they diagnosed you. I'd be like, what did they say it is? What's the symptoms? Well, how often your bowels moving? So I'm the one to remind you that, look, we can make it make sense because it is sensical. It is logical. And there's a clarity of mind that we get when we clean up that bloodstream, when we're reaching for our fresh fruit, our leafy greens, our vegetation, and to be in a place and space where we are wholeheartedly invested in our cellular liberation. Because it's our time to do just that. Having the light is so that you can see what you're creating, so that you can be deliberately, intentionally creating, co-creating in life, co-creating in my own personal life, and having influence in life. Now multiply that times 40 million of us. Multiply that times 8 billion of us. Saying there is no reason that ones and ones who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, to the degree to which they're influencing everybody towards a detriment, there's no way in hell they should have that kind of power or influence. And that's why we have to realize the error of the way. These people are in the progression of error. There is no progress that has been made here. And until we come to a point and place where we're completely committed to our own progression in our cellular liberation, all your miseducation, all your religious indoctrination, all of the lies that you have taken on as your belief system and you blowing up and sick and disease and all of this, I'm just saying that's the path of death. God ain't in the sickness. That's the evidence of violation of the law. And that's why I'm reminding you to respect that you're perfectly and divinely designed. And that your spirit is divine. And every body is of God. And every heart pumps the same way. We are perfectly and divinely designed. And the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this flour and water and paste and goo and all of that stuff is the foundation of all of the disease. So y'all can walk all day for breast cancer, walk all day for multiple sclerosis, raise all of the money, and the money does not get to the people who have the issues, and neither does the truth. Because they do not have the integrity to tell you to stop supporting the corporate deities of death. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the sugar, all of this stuff. Get it, all right? You see how your people living. You see how you've been living. You see what's affecting. You see what's showing up. So I'm just saying, let's do what is required in order to ensure our continuation, our exaltation, our rise, our resurrection, our redemption, our reconciliation, my responsibility, duty, and obligation as a disciple of truth and a bearer of light and a woman of God is to encourage you, inspire you, and to remind you that you have power and you have choice to be powerful. So your sexuality don't rule you. It shouldn't. I don't give a care what you are identifying yourself as. I'm telling you, you are first an intelligence of existence who is here to exalt a full effort in your living, your loving, your caring to be. And it is in the resubstantiation of the quality of our being that is the evidence of the truth of what we know. I love you with the perfect love. Have a good night.